broadcasting live from the Encita Business Radio X studio in North Carolina, it's time for NC Tech Talk, where tech leaders come to tell their stories.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of NC Tech Talk. I'm Mark Montoro with the North Carolina Technology Association, and we're here on site at State of Technology, Encita's flagship conference. We're here with one of our panelists, Keith Collins, who's the CIO at SAS. Keith, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you. So this is a little different. You actually spoke at Data for Decisions not about a month ago, and your panel was, Is Big Data the Big Miss? So tell us a little bit about that and how the speech was a little different.
Well, I've been trying to help people understand that while there is more data, the real conversation is around computational capacity and analytics. And it's easy to see now as people start to talk about machine learning. You know, you see a huge emphasis, so almost a shift away from the big data conversation to machine learning. Oh, can I find a cat in YouTube? What are the opportunities that I can find in my data for solving crime, or whether it's cybersecurity or fraud? So there's a big movement and trying to help people understand that sometimes it isn't about having more data. It's for the first time they can use data all across their enterprise because they can afford to.
So you mentioned that term, big compute. That's different from big data. What does that mean? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you sort of see it in the conversation around the cloud. I mean, the conversation really is moving about capacity and elastic capacity, this ability to quickly extend to use more computational resources to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. And GE Rail was a great example where they used to model for the locomotives. It used to take many hours, days to do the model. Now they extend out on a few thousand servers and do that in about 15 minutes.
Wow. That's really good. So GE, you mentioned kind of an example of this. Are we seeing that in other places? Where else is it really being utilized the most?
It's in every industry right now. We're beginning to, as people modernize their base for computational scale for analytics, you see this in places like banking where they're beginning to be able to understand their risk portfolio across all the lines of business. So the retail banking side, the mortgage, the brokerage house. So being able to understand your customer completely, both on the risk side, then accelerates you on understanding them intimately on the customer side. Hmm. And that takes a lot of computational power.
Yeah, interesting. So big data, that's not the next big thing. I mean, if when we look back at this, we're going to wonder why we even called it big data. How did that work?
Well, it really is about balancing these two. If you invest in big data but do not invest in big analytics, you're really going to be constrained. You're really not going to be taking advantage of that data. That's really the message I want to get across.
So one thing we're going to do with all of these panels and breakout sessions, even in yours, is that we're going to say, what is that look ahead? So what is that next big thing for big data?
Well, at SAS, we've been busy for about the last 5 to 6 years redesigning, rewriting algorithms for this scale, for this elastic capacity, and that's part of what has to happen all across the industry. Every major software provider, every major IT shop is having to redesign for the cloud pattern. That's the big thing that's going on in the software side to take advantage of this big compute.
Mm. So the next thing we think about is Internet of Things. Everybody's talking about the smart gadgets, how that's going to create even more data. What's the next thing for that? What can we expect there?
Well, they're new patterns. So we just released cybersecurity. Now, there are a lot of different players in that space, so why would SAS be there? Because we think there's a specific opportunity at understanding streaming NetFlow data to do machine to machine, and this takes advantage of the combination of we're going to use a streaming engine, so you're streaming the data directly into Hadoop, you're lifting it up into memory, you're doing large-scale computation to find in close to near real time these outliers in your organization, machines that shouldn't be talking to machines. Well, that's really what the Internet of Things is about, machines talking to machines. So this is a great example of what the new blueprint looks like in terms of technology.
So this may be a spoiler for your panel discussion, but as we look ahead, you're looking at transformation, you're looking at things that are going to make SAS better and different. What can we expect to see down the road from SAS?
Well, we've been doing this modernizing our customers about every 6 to 7 years. There's this type of transformation that goes on. So it's big investment for us in this big compute space. The partnerships with Cloudera and Hortonworks, extremely important to help people scale up in this new era of the flow of data, the Internet of Things. It's becoming real. Electric Lux, great example. The CIO, for the first time ever, is now challenged with knowing their customer. Before, they always sold through channels. But this year, I think he said that he's going to have 120,000 devices that call home. You know, by 2020, he'll have 20 million devices that call home. And for the first time, he's going to be touching his endpoint customer. And now he has to skill to that. He has to grow the capability for that, to actually understand how to do customer intelligence with that newfound customer endpoint.
That's very interesting. We're looking forward to hearing more. Looking forward to your keynote.
All right. Thank you.
And thanks for joining us. Good afternoon, and now we're coming back to NC Tech Talk. Again, I'm Mark Montoro here on site at the State of Technology, and I'm here with John Kelly with IBM, who's going to be our opening keynote. John, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's great to be back. Thank you.
Yeah. So 6 years have passed since you were with us first. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about your role now at IBM and what's transgressed through there?
Great. Well, I have, I think, one of the most exciting jobs in the world. I lead IBM's growth businesses in areas like cybersecurity, big data, analytics, our new Watson Group, Watson Health, in addition to all of our global research. And as I think about what's changed since I was last here, when I was last here 5-6 years ago, we talked about the explosion of data. It was the very beginning of something called cloud, and mobile was starting to really take off. Fast forward to today, all of those things have come true, but at hyperscale. So we're seeing mobile devices everywhere, we're seeing data moving to the cloud, and we're seeing literally an explosion of data in the world.
Yeah, all those buzzwords came from emerging technology to those that are very established now.
Right.
So it's kind of been a natural progression for us to be able to talk about not only those technologies' individual impact on business, but how we're integrating them. So why don't you talk a little bit about that and what you're seeing at IBM?
Well, you know, I've been in this industry for 35 years now, and I've seen changes, obviously, in 35 years. But normally, in information technology, one thing will change at a time. In a sense, we're at a perfect storm. With data exploding, underlying cloud technology lowering the cost or the barrier of entry, and mobile devices just exploding into billions of devices. And these things are all feeding on each other. So we're seeing every industry being transformed by the integration of data, cloud, analytics, and mobile devices. Whether it's the financial sector, the retail industry, healthcare, literally every industry is being transformed by these phenomena all at once.
Interesting. So you mentioned a lot of industries that are very present here in North Carolina. Are there any particular examples or a customer that you have an example of that maybe this has helped and kind of been a good case study version?
Well, we're very excited about the use of these technologies across the board, but one in particular that we're focused on is healthcare. We all know that the cost of healthcare is exploding. This is about a $7 trillion expense across the globe. About half of it is in the U.S. And frankly, the cost of healthcare is going to bankrupt countries, entire countries. And none of us are satisfied with the outcomes in healthcare. Applying big data analytics to personalized healthcare, using mobile devices not only to collect data, but to inform people to stay healthier and get better care, is literally going to transform healthcare. So we have formed a new unit in IBM, a new division around healthcare, and we're applying new technologies like Watson for better analytics in healthcare.
Yeah, you brought up Watson. We actually had one of your executives come and demo what they did, gave us an update probably about 3 years ago. So where is Watson now, and is that kind of more applicable to healthcare or other industries, or how's that working?
Well, it's been great. We launched a new division around Watson about a year and a half ago, and it's just going vertical. It's the uses have exploded across every industry. Healthcare in particular, we have trained Watson at some of the leading U.S. medical institutions, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, Memorial Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson. The smartest docs in the United States have taught Watson cancer, oncology, and other diseases. Mm-hmm. And it's now being applied at some of these advanced institutions to inform doctors. A great example of that is at Mayo Clinic, where doctors are now using Watson to match patients to new clinical trials. And we're seeing amazing results.
That's great. Well, we're really looking forward to your keynote and looking forward to hearing more from IBM.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Thanks for joining us.